Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just got an email, and it just really goes to show you the diversity and also the educational quality of the audience. This is an email that says, Scoot, Voltaire said it best, and it's appropriate for your discussion today concerning Fox News. Voltaire said, those that can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. So I get an email from somebody who's making reference to a French philosophical icon. I mean, you gotta love it. And really, again, I was at this wedding over the weekend, and Stacy and Ryan got married, and the wedding was just a blowout at Southern Oaks. It was fun, but you know, a few people that talked to me, it was really interesting to talk to one person who really doesn't agree with me much of the time but does enjoy the show. And I explained to him, you know, that's my goal. My goal is not here to change everybody's mind. If I make you think about something that you didn't think about, well, that's fine. But my goal is not to change the world. My goal is to just do this show. And I can do, and I think my greatest responsibility to you and my greatest responsibility to myself is to be honest. But honesty is not what people want. And people are very critical of people who are honest. But, you know, hey, that's all part of it. So we've been talking about whether or not voters should decide whether or not pot is legalized. If you go back, say, let's go back to 1960. If the state of Louisiana would have voted on integration, what would the result have been? No integration. So when it comes to making decisions, you can't always leave that up to the voters. Because segregation is unconstitutional. And so you can't allow the masses to vote for something that's unconstitutional. Because the Bill of Rights gives every individual rights. The same thing with same-sex marriage. When that debate was going on, if you would have left that up to the people of Louisiana or other states as well, especially southern and conservative states, they would have said, no way, we're against it. But that would be unconstitutional. So I'm not always in favor of turning everything over to the voters, because sometimes it seems like, well, that's the easy answer. Well, let the voters decide. Well, you can't always leave it up to the voters, because they will not always make the right decision when it comes to the Constitution. And I'm assuming that you care about the Constitution. But when it comes to, like, marijuana being legalized, that's more about what kind of state we live in. And I think it's more appropriate in a case like that for the voters to decide whether or not pot is legalized. But I also understand the argument that, you know, maybe that's the kind of thing that our elected officials should decide. We don't turn everything over to the voters. Now, I'm not an expert in this, but we're a representative form of government. Therefore, we elect people to represent us. The people who represent us vote. And, you know, quite often they don't really care about us when they vote. Sometimes they do, but not always. So, you know, I do have ambivalent feelings about whether or not something should be turned over to the voters, but I like the idea of legalizing marijuana. But then again, if the polls were showing that it would not likely pass, then you could make the argument, well, wait a minute, I'm a free citizen. Why should the voters, why should other people determine whether or not I make a decision to smoke pot? And again, I feel the need to say this every time. You know me. I've shared so much of my life with you. Some of you have followed me through the years. I've been doing this a long time. And you know my life and my career. I did smoke pot a long time ago. I don't smoke. I have no desire to smoke. It just doesn't seem like it would be my thing right now. I don't. That's not what I'm interested in. But I'm for legalization of pot because I think it's just the right thing to do. And if people want to smoke, I think they should be able to do it. So also, we're also going to add to the conversation this this disease that may be going around, foxitis. Can you catch that from watching Fox News? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Old Jefferson and Bubbles. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm good. I'm good, Bubbles. I'm good.
I'm calling about this guy that called and said you were lying or making things up or whatever. It whenever people call and say that to you, it brings to mind an old boss that I had, and he used to tell us, whenever you have a problem or an issue, come to me with at least one suggested solution. And that's a little different, but my feeling is if somebody's going to challenge you but have no proof, they should at least take a few minutes to do some research on a reputable, legitimate site and have facts to dispute you. Just call and saying you're wrong, you're a liar, you made it up, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, in our system of justice, it's the challenge that has to prove.
Right.
I don't, you know, if I say something, it shouldn't be incumbent upon me. Not that I'm not, you know, interested in doing it, but the system of justice that we have does not put it incumbent upon me for saying something. If you think I'm wrong, then you have to prove me wrong.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing is, I hate to say this, but I think in general, most people are lazy and they just choose to believe whatever nonsense they happen to hear.
You're right.
No, and I'm not saying you're always right, Scoot, but I have heard you say more than once, I was wrong or my info was inaccurate or something like that. But there's so many people who are just not willing to say I was wrong, I had the wrong information, I apologize, and it drives me crazy. You would not believe how much time I spend talking to you and Ian on the radio while I'm sitting here in Home Park or to these people that call in saying what idiots some of them are. It drives me crazy, Scoot.
Well, it's entertaining. Bubbles, I appreciate the call. But you know, that's true. It's easier to confirm your bias by selecting somebody that supports what you already believe than it is to challenge what you believe, because that takes effort. It's so much easier to depend on somebody else to give you what are supposed to be the facts of reality than for you to go to the trouble of trying to find out yourself. So, yes, it is about being lazy. It's about, this is what I believe. I'm going to look for confirmation bias for what I believe, and that's the new source that I'm going to. It's the easy way out. Let's go to Bill in New Orleans East. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. Thanks for hanging on.
I just wanted to say that I think a long time ago when they made the bill to legalize medical marijuana, they already knew that eventually it was going to come to legalizing it, and because they've already set up this monopoly. And I think if they're going to make it legal, I think they need to do just what they do with liquor license. Anybody that wants one, you put up X amount of dollars, you go through the background, the whole nine yards to get a marijuana license to sell marijuana. Because right now there's only like 10 licenses in the state of Louisiana. I have a friend of mine that opened up marijuana, I think North Carolina, and they went from medical marijuana making $5,000 a day to $30,000 a day when they legalized it. So this is all about money as far as I'm concerned. and the politicians that are in the know, right, have that podness, and they've already got the license. And believe me, if they thought the general public was going to vote against it, we wouldn't even get a chance. They'd automatically put it in and make sure it passed. But the fact that we have a majority of people that say, hey, we want to legalize it, these 10 guys with these licenses are going to make a fortune. It's all politics, just like we did the casinos. I mean, the casinos, you got X amount of casinos. Mississippi said anybody that wants a casino, and they're going to do that with marijuana too. Anybody that wants a casino, you put up X amount of dollars, we do a background on it, and you got to pay a percentage. Not here in Louisiana. They gave 10 licenses out to all their cronies, right? Or I'm not sure how many licenses they gave out. And the same thing they did with the marijuana. And they made it, you know, to where there was a small group of people that could get them. They got them. They started selling medical marijuana. And now they're going to get legalized, and they're going to make $30,000 a day. And I think that's the biggest.
I think you're right, Bill. And in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon, we're going to talk about West End, and it seems like we're getting close to an agreement to develop West End. But the agreement is based on the idea that Jefferson Parish is involved, Orleans Parish is involved, and the state are involved. And it's instead of doing what's best for the people, they play politics. And this city and this state are just politically burdened with BS.
Yeah, and I love to see who's going to have the restaurant, who's going to rent, who's going to own the building, and who's going to rent the restaurant that's going to overlook. You know, that's going to be all political. They're not going to have anything for the regular Joe to get in. And that's my thing. We all pay taxes. We all here, you know, doing everything we need to do to help the state of Louisiana live, pay taxes. And there's a chosen few, not just Republicans, Democrats too. There's a chosen few that just make a killing. I mean, Huey Long, the guy that Huey Long, he rented that, and you don't hear any more about it. They had
Edwin Edwards cleaned up.
They had that land lease out there that's still leased that Huey Long's relatives are still making hundreds of millions of dollars off of every year that the state should be making. But the fact that he's got enough money to bribe, and I'm going to say bribe because they're all being crooked, bribe the politicians, right, to make sure it doesn't get in any kind of vote or it doesn't come up anymore, and he spends that little extra money and he starts getting that extra, you know, that $20 million or whatever it is a week.
Well,
Louisiana is just – and look, I've been to Florida almost as bad. I went down to a marathon in Key West, Florida. There's only like three people that own each island. You know what I mean? Like they carved off their part of the island, and you can't really do anything down there unless you're related to those people.
Well, and, you know, you can say that of, the country. I mean, it's politically connected. It's the people that give money to the candidates for their campaign because candidates need money to win, and they're not going to take your money without you expecting something in return for giving them your money. So the whole system is built on this invitation to fraud, and it's not doing what's in the best interest of people. Bill, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mid-City. Mike, welcome to WWL.
Hey, well, yeah. Oops.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't hear all of this people talking about this dude with the defense lawyer claiming he had foxitis when Steve Scalise got shot at a congressional baseball practice. You know, it's like, you know, they wasn't saying that that he had caught that from MSNBC and that CNN made him go on take and do that.
There was a little talk about that though, Mike. I mean, there were people who wanted to make the case that the liberal media inspired somebody to do this. It wasn't as direct as, you know, foxitis, but those comments are made, but they're ridiculous.
Right, but right leaning people were saying that, not left leaning people. You know, you didn't hear that You didn't hear that coming from left-leaning people. You know, right-leaning people were saying that it was inspired by the left-wing media.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like you, Scoot. You know, I like to call myself an independent. And then I'm not afraid to say that I'm a right-leaning independent. Okay.
That's fine, yeah. Everybody, you know, there are most people who are right or left lean, you know, most people who are independent. And look, even if you're right or left, you still kind of lean more. You lean more to the right, or you lean, you know, a little bit to the left. So, you know, that's just it's part of the makeup of humanity. And, Mike, and I got
to
move on. No, and you're
independent.
And I appreciate that, because I don't think a lot of people always have the courage to say what they really are, because they're afraid of the backlash. So I respect those people who are brave enough to say that they're independent or registered Republican, but think independently because you're going to vote for the best candidate. Okay, so I'm looking out of the windows in my apartment in downtown New Orleans, overlooking the French Quarter here, and it's partly cloudy. And so it was rough this morning, but we made it. We made it. Do you want to light a lighter, you know, and kind of sway back and forth with the crowd, you know? Hey, we made it through the rain now, and things are draining, and there's more on the way tomorrow and Wednesday. But get ready, because from Thursday through the weekend, it is expected to be wonderful. I'm Scoot, and this is WWL. If you watch a lot of the Fox News channel, could you catch foxitis, a disease? Is that possible? Is Fox News spreading diseases? The lawyer in the case of one of the Capitol rioters on January the 6th, who was a Trump supporter, is claiming that his client watched too much Fox News and suffered from a disease, foxitis. The symptoms of foxitis, also known as foxmania, are unhinged muttering, delusional thinking. Well, hell, that applies to me. Also, an uncomfortable urge to attack the Capitol. The lawyer's using this as a defense of his client, who faces like five charges. Can Fox News inspire you to riot and break the law? Is this a disease, foxitis? And if you believe that the liberal media, and many do, if you believe that CNN and MSNBC are brainwashing America and controlling elections through their rhetoric and the stories and the slants that they give to the stories, if you believe that they have the power to brainwash Americans, then you'd have to say that Fox News has the same power. I think it's ridiculous. I think this notion of foxitis is something that it's jabbing a dagger in the heart of personal accountability. You know, if you're watching Fox News and you take the information and you decide to go riot, that's on you. That's not on Fox News. And I remain consistent with this, because my argument is that it's not fair to blame the media or entertainment for real-life violence. You may get an idea from television, play a video game, you might get an idea. But if you act on that idea in a negative way and do something wrong, that's on you. That's not on where you got the idea. And I don't think it's fair to say that MSNBC and CNN are brainwashing America and controlling the country. They're presenting their angles, they lean liberal, and Fox News leans right. Newsmax leans right. But I don't think they're responsible for inspiring behavior that is illegal. If you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're about to get to more of your texts. Let's go to New Orleans. And Steve, welcome to our show.
Hey, brother. I'm so glad that you made that comment about Fox News, because you are right, sir. It is absolutely ridiculous. I'd like to point out one thing to you. CNN was telling us for 2 years that it was a Russia collusion story. And after that two-year period ended, it ended with the DOJ coming forth with a report saying that there, in fact, was no Russia collusion. So for 2 years, CNN filled people's head with Russia, when, in fact, that wasn't true. Now, sure, they did say it was the guise of news instead of considering an opinion piece, which it was an opinion, their opinion, but they touted it as factual news, and the DOJ said otherwise. So that it's foolishness to believe there's such thing as Foxitis, because I'd like to mention to you that Fox was the tip of the spear electing Joe Biden when they made the call in Arizona. Is that correct?
I don't believe that. I mean, that was the sequence of events, but I don't think that that's what happened. I know that they called Fox News, called Arizona early, but I don't think that really affected the voting to where that was the turning point in the actual outcome of the election. And I think people were really insulted that Fox News would even go so far as to say that Biden won Arizona, you know, that early on, because they didn't want to believe it. And so I really don't think that changed the election.
Well, change or not, they were the tip of the spear by touting that position being the first. And
they were right,
because they are a right leaning station. So therefore, they made a credible argument for Biden winning Arizona. Whether the public believed it or not, it was reported as news.
Well, it was news, and they ended up being right. And Steve, when you talk about new, like when you talk about the collusion thing, I totally understand the point that you're making, but it is a fact that there were politicians that were bringing these things up, and there was the Department of Justice, and there was all of this legwork being done to show that there was collusion. Now, CNN is reporting that. Did they want it to be true? Of course they did. They were dying for that to be true, and they did all they could to put their spin on that. But, you know, CNN and Fox and MSNBC, they do report the news, and it's if politicians do something. I mean, CNN wasn't the one that made up the whole story about collusion. That was something that was happening in the political circles.
Well, I agree with you. And if you dig a little deeper with investigations, you will uncover that Project Veritas revealed the fact that these were narratives constructed by upper management of CNN and other places, which were recorded in conversations via audio excerpts that are downloadable right now. So in closing, I will just say that I'm driving to on the causeway. I don't normally get a chance to listen to your show or call in, but I'm loving you, and you're a great guy. Keep up the good work, kind sir.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the comment. Let's go to our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, and the assistant brand manager now of WWL for some of your text messages.
Thank you very much. Here's a text that says, the Associated Press, AP, and Reuters both have good journalistic integrity. Reuters especially only gives the facts, no opinions.
I agree with that. In my selection of news, if I see a story by Reuters, I tend to lean toward that particular story. If I pick a story from FoxNews.com, and I do pick many from FoxNews.com or CNN.com or Huffington Post, I know the slant of the story when I'm reading it, and I will take what I need out of it with the understanding that there's a slant here.
Yeah, when people ask me this question, they'll say, "Oh, what do you think is the best?" I'll often point them to Reuters or other like very just the facts, ma'am, sort of outlets that you don't hear about because they don't have cable channels and their coverage is dry as paper.
Exactly. So again, let's go back to the premise that we talk about so often. It is the audience that drives the media. The audience drives Fox News to do what they do and CNN and MSNBC to do what they do. Just hearing the news, I know everybody says, we just want the news. No, you don't. You want combat. You want verbal combat. You want arguing. You want conflict because that's entertaining.
You know, Reuters just went behind a $35 a month paywall.
Wow.
$35 a month is huge. That's an expensive news source. So that's and the internet is closing off in that regard. This information that you really want, you say, I want the truth. I want pure journalism. You're going to have to pay for it.
Yep.
Here's a text that says, WTF. So the voters are not capable of making this. This is in regards to legalization of marijuana. WTF, the voters are not capable of making decisions that affect their lives. We, the people, elect public service servants to represent us. Without us, there is no political system of democracy. The voice of we, the people, should always be the voice of decisions that affect us, not the other way around. That's what got us Trump and all the wonderful things he did to destroy democracy.
Well, Trump didn't destroy democracy. Yeah. I mean, we still have, democracy
there at the end.
And then, you know, again, I go back to there are certain things that voters cannot decide because majority rule doesn't trump the Bill of Rights giving individuals rights that the majority disagrees with those individuals having those rights, whether it was integration or same-sex marriage or whatever. But in the case of, you know, marijuana, we want a state that has legalized marijuana. To me, that's a little different. Maybe the public can decide that.
I got one more here. I'm looking at the paperwork. The last couple bumper songs we played were Warren Zevon and Barry Manilow. Somebody texted us, "I'm sorry, but I've heard better bumper music at a funeral."
Really? What funeral? I'm serious. What, really? Let me know what funeral. I'll go to that funeral.
I thought that was very funny. The Barry Manilow. Oh, jeez. You know, it's fitting for the topic, but boy.
It's fitting for that. Well, hey, we played the Carpenters earlier.
Totally Barry Manilow.
But look, I look for reasons to play the Carpenters because Karen Carpenter had just such an unbelievable, sweet, pure, crisp voice that I know it was the Carpenters and they were kind of lame, but she was just so awesome that, you know, if I got a chance to play that, I'm going to do it. All right, if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You got that number, 504-260-1870. Yesterday was Mother's Day. I hope you honored the mothers in your life. And if you're a mother, I hope you felt like you were honored and appreciated yesterday. I thought it was really cute. I was FaceTiming with my granddaughter yesterday, and they had just called my son's mom. My former wife, my son's mom, and she had just wished her happy Mother's Day. So when we were leaving and saying goodbye, she wished me happy Mother's Day, and I don't know whether that was some kind of judgment of how I appeared to her or if she was just in the habit of saying happy Mother's Day. Anyway, I thought it was cute. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I don't think it's fair to say that Fox News is spreading a disease, Foxitis or Foxomania. That's what a defense lawyer for one of the rioters on Capitol Hill is claiming that the guy suffers from symptoms of unhinged muttering, delusional thinking, and an uncontrollable urge to attack the Capitol. It's ridiculous. You know, most people choose Fox News because it confirms what they believe. Most people choose CNN and MSNBC because it confirms what they believe. They're comfortable with those sources. And that's just that's human nature. But if you really want the truth, watch all of them and figure out where Fox News is coming from, where CNN and MSNBC are coming from, and then kind of put together in your mind what you figure out is the truth. I know that takes work and effort, and it's a lot easier to just follow your leader, but that's not necessarily the best way to do it. So I've got two songs ready to go for bumper music. We're not ready to play them yet. One of them is It's Over by Boz Scaggs. Also, It's Over by Electric Light Orchestra. And the other one is She's Gone by Hall & Oates. And as soon as Liz Cheney is voted out of her position of power, we're going to play those songs because it's almost over for her. Adam Kinzinger is a congressman from Illinois. And he's talking about how too many Republicans refuse to admit the truth about January the 6th.
It's been 4 months, and we have so many people, including our leadership in the party, that has not admitted that this is what it is, which was an insurrection led by the President of the United States, well deserving of a full accounting from Republicans.
All right, so is this the beginning of something?
The reality is, over time, we're going to see who wins this battle. And then there'll be a lot of decisions to make everywhere as we see parties realign and change. For me, I'm a conservative. I'm going to fight for the soul of this party.
And what about conservatives? What about Republicans?
Truth matters. And that's what this party has to come to grips with, no matter the cost.
I totally agree. And, you know, there's a conservative Republican, but he's not a Trump supporter. Adam Kinzinger, he's a war vet. He seems like a really cool guy. Oh, by the way, I need to apologize for something. I need to apologize for something that I asked you to do on the show Friday. I told you all to watch Saturday Night Live because Saturday Night Live has been funny, and Elon Musk was going to be the guest host. CEO of Tesla, the guy behind SpaceX, sending people into space. And Miley Cyrus was going to be the musical talent, musical guest. And I said, watch it. I apologize. It wasn't funny. I mean, look, there were times, look, the opening was pretty touching. Miley Cyrus opened up with a song, Everything's Going to Be All Right, or something like that. And they had actual cast members with their real mothers. And that was cool. Elon Musk, his mother looks a little bit like me. It's the way she wears her hair in some ways. But that was really, I thought that was a touching beginning. Look, Elon said that he was the first person with Asperger's to host Saturday Night Live, or at least the first person to admit it. And he said, to anyone I've offended, look, I've reinvented electric cars. I'm sending people to Mars. Did you think I'd be a normal dude? And I mean, I think that's a really strong point. And then he says that he's being labeled because he admits on a Joe Rogan podcast he smoked pot. And so people have this impression that all he does is smoke pot. And he said that's like saying, well, you know, O.J. Simpson, well, he's not really a murderer because he only did it once. So, you can't label him smoking pot as a pot smoker because he smoked it once on the Joe Rogan show. O.J. Simpson, murderer. But he only did it once, so keep that in mind. But look, there was some other stuff. I thought it was kind of funny when they did conservatives seeing people for the first... I'm not conservative. I'm trying to read my handwriting here. When they did a bit on conversations that you would have after not seeing anybody for a year of the pandemic. And that was humorous and relatable. But the Julio show, this Iceland show, I mean, Kate McKinnon was great as Frances McDormand. And Pete Davidson was great as Steve Buscemi, but it really wasn't that funny. The promo for the TV show Murder Dirter, which was using the dialect of people in Pennsylvania, a crime show. This is where Joe Biden is from. Kind of a joke, but it really wasn't funny. Weekend Update had some funny moments. Vice President Kamala Harris, first vice president to be a wax figure at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Joe Biden, first wax figure ever to become president. They also brought up that there's a firing squad now. They're considering using the firing squad for executions in the state of South Carolina. And I think it was Michael Che who said, finally, people getting shot after they're found guilty. And then there was a story about a golfer who was arrested because he tried to meet this 15-year-old girl online. And it turned out to be an undercover agent. And so they explain that, like, in golf terms, a 15-year-old girl, she's three under par. So there were some things that were kind of humorous. But, I mean, overall, I'm telling you, it was really not that funny. Pete Davidson, Elon Musk, the astronaut, that was dumb. The Mario video game characters on trial, Wario, the evil Mario, that was dumb. The Western skid, Musk was part of that. Electric horses, self-driving horses, and digging a tunnel. I apologize for telling you to watch because it really wasn't that funny. I mean, there were a few funny moments in it, but it really wasn't that funny. One of my favorite people on that show, though, is still Kenan Thompson. And today is Kenan Thompson's birthday.
Okay, now, welcome to Celebrity Feud. Now, this is the other daytime TV show that I host. I just about reached my goal to be on mute in every waiting room in America.
So, yeah, that was just one of his bits from Saturday Night Live. He was impersonating Steve Harvey on Family Feud. But anyway, that guy's, you know, I'm going to try to do it in his phrasing. Kenan Thompson, he's really funny. And he's a funny guy. So, I don't know. Hopefully they're going to be better next week. But well, I tell you what they did do. I tell you what Saturday Night Live did. They really targeted a younger audience because there was stuff in there that, you know, social media references that I really, you know, didn't understand. Went right over this baby boomer's head. So, some sad news over the weekend. A statement from her two daughters that says, "We are heartbroken and saddened to announce the death of our mom. We want to say thank you for all of you, her fans, her friends, for always showing her support and love. You gave her life every day. We miss her. We love her. We know her legacy will live on forever. Those were the daughters of video star Tawny Katayan. She died. It was announced over the weekend. She died. She died Friday in Newport Beach. She was also in Bachelor Party, but Tawny Katayan was really known for her role, her sexy role in videos like Here I Go Again and Is This Love with a Whitesnake. And I know you can picture her sliding around that car in what looks like it's a satin kind of outfit. Well, that's what I remember anyway. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Why do you think there's really not a lot of activity like there used to be at West End? I mean, there's Felix's, there's the Blue Crab, there's Landry's. But, man, that place used to be just buzzing with activity. And Sunday afternoons at Bart's on the Lakefront or Sunday afternoons at Jaeger's, man, these are places, if you went to these places, you are damn lucky to be alive today. And I was there. I was in that battle. I mean, it was a battle to just try to survive. It was crazy. This was the mid-80s. And it was just, this was a time of drugs and sex and rock and roll, and it was insane. Well, it seems as if now progress is being made toward bringing back West End. But it's kind of all about the politics of the state and Jefferson and Orleans Parish. And so instead of doing just moving forward and doing what's best for the people, you know, there are people who just battle over the politics of all of it. It really is a shame. So let's remember West End the way it used to be. And for those of you who are new to New Orleans, man, wait till you hear what this place used to be like. I'm Scoot, and we are coming right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!